My brothers and sisters, the scripture lesson for this morning is taken from St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, and I want to share verses 36 through 39. St. Matthew 9, verses 36 through 39. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our topic this morning, it's all about mission. It's all about mission. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, we would ask that the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts might be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Let me begin the message this morning by sharing that although a native of Denver, during this past year I have come to realize just the differences between Denver and Aurora. I want to emphasize to some extent, because I feel that in this very short time, that this community is changing as it continues to grow. Our city's budget is very tight. We are now searching for a new police chief in this community. There are concerns about some of the businesses and their legitimacy on Colfax, and that they are not trying to be a front for drugs and prostitution. In attending a meeting this week on what can be done to improve the schools in this community, I heard the concerns about the need to strengthen parental and community involvement. One principal shared that he had recruited people to set up a listening post at lunchtime in his school. It is a middle school that's 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And she shared that every time there has been this listening post, the people who are there have been overrun with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, wanting to share just what was happening in their life. At this same meeting, there was a young pastor who is starting a church not too far from us. He is starting a church, and he was talking about the boundaries of this area that is referred to as Old Aurora. Within these boundaries, there are some 25,000 people. I was thinking and reflecting on all of this, and then to hear and to listen to the Christ say, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." I want us to hear these words afresh and anew. And by that I mean, I want us to hear them out of the perspective of just how busy Jesus has been in Matthew, the 9th chapter. In just this chapter, in just these words, it is recorded that Jesus says to one who is paralyzed, "Take up your bed and walk. Jesus says to Matthew, come and follow me. Jesus teaches about fasting. And those familiar words, you can't put new wine into old wineskins. We are still in just Matthew 9. And Jesus is on his way to restore a young girl's life. And while on the way, he is touched by a woman who has been bleeding for some 12 years. And she is healed. Two blind men were on the road. And they cry out, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. And they are healed. Their sight is restored. A man who cannot speak because of a demon within inside of himself. The demon is driven out and the man is able to speak. It is then that you come to verse 36. When Jesus goes about all of the villages, in all of the cities, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news that the kingdom was at hand, curing every disease and every sickness. It is at the end of all of this that Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful. The laborers are few. This is the reality of this time. And I had never thought of this way before, but one writer said, there is only one Christ. There is only one Christ. And so at this time, people are needed. People are needed to do the work of Christ. At this time, people are needed to proclaim, people are needed to proclaim what is the mission of Christ. And that mission is to spread the good news of salvation. So many people were lost. So many people were in need. So many people were living without hope. The harvest is plentiful. The harvest now references to the whole world. But for this moment, for our message this morning, I want us to think of the harvest as old Aurora. And so the cry this morning is not from the preacher, but this is the cry of Christ, that more laborers are needed in the fields. It can be a source of tension sometimes. But if we allow ourselves to search and to discern what God's will is for our life, then there is ministry. There is ministry for all of us. Yes, there are pastors, but there is ministry. Ministry for all of us. Some are called to be preachers and teachers, but always remember the description of a disciple. A disciple is a learner. The definition of an apostle is one who is sent. And so if we search for God's will in our life, we can understand the way in which all of us are called into the mission fields. We are all one in this ministry together. And we become more sensitive to what people are feeling as we have compassion on the harvest. This is what moved Jesus so. And even now, even today, there are people who are dismissed. There are the haves and the have-nots. Jesus went out with compassion. As the song so beautifully proclaimed, He went out to the sheep who were without a shepherd. And so this becomes the test. Are we able to look and to see the needs of people and to have compassion on them? A little girl was sent out on an errand by her mother. She took much too long in coming back. And so the mother demanded of her, when she finally did get back, an explanation. Why had she been gone so long? The little girl explained that on her way, she had met a little friend who was crying. She was crying because she had broken her doll. "Oh," said the mother, "then you stopped to help her fix her doll." "Oh no," replied the little girl, "I stopped to help her cry." Sometimes we don't have the answer for every situation. You think of persons who are ill. You think of persons who have lost someone dear in their life. There are no easy answers. But to be along with that person and to share in the midst of their grief, to share in the midst of their loss, in the midst of their sorrow, that is what it means to have compassion. And often in helping, we are helped. Sometimes persons are not easy to help. There were two Cub Scouts who had been out and they ran home because they had to tell their mother, "Our youngest brother had fallen into the lake." The mother said, "What?" She said, "Yes, he fell into the lake." They had tears in their eyes. And then one of them said, "We tried to give him artificial respiration, but he keeps getting up and walking away." Yes, some persons may be hard to help. Hard in one sense. But as we encounter, or maybe we encounter those persons who we know need some help, but they keep walking away, we can pray for them. We can pray for them. We can ask them to draw closer to that person who can help them in their life. We can pray for them that they might know healing for their pain. Oh yes, we can pray. Someone we might know is feeling guilt. We can pray that they'll find forgiveness. Someone that we might know is feeling sorrow. We can pray. We can pray that they might find joy. And so here we are. Here we are in this community. Here we are in ministry together. This may be old Aurora, but there is something new about this message. It is always new. It is always fresh. The harvest is plentiful. Let us pray. Let us pray that we might be laborers, that we might share a spirit of boldness. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. It is the message, even now. Amen.